Teres chapter in Mishnah 5, Oichel min hasalim umin hamashteach shel adama. If one eats these grapes from the basket, or from, which was spread on the leaves, on the ground, which we said in the last Mishnah, were harvested to be eaten, right? Afal pishim, so once they're harvested to be eaten, so then harvested to be eaten means that they don't automatically fall within the rabbinical decree that we said last time, and they have to become wet in order to become susceptible to impurity. Afal pi shimuvukayus umanatfois lagas, even if they split open and drip into the wine press, haray hagas toris, the wine press will still be pure. So he's taking them and he's eating them, but this juice that's falling out now as he's eating them, it's not desired, it's undesired, right? He harvested them to eat them, not to squeeze them. So even this liquid that's coming out now is not going to be a liquid that makes the grape susceptible to impurity, and therefore the grape cannot be rendered impure by his hands because it was picked for eating and not to go to the wine press. Mina avat mina mashteach shel alim, but if it was taken from the large basket or what was spread out on the leaves, so those were the ones that were picked for the wine press. Nafal mimini garga yechidi, if one grape falls out of his hand, and it falls into like the wine press over there, one grape. Im yeshla chosim, so if the grape has got a seal, then tahor, then what's in the wine press will be pure. And why? Because these grapes were picked initially to go to the wine press, they fall within that rabbinical decree and they're automatically susceptible to impurity. And he now touches the grape with impure hands. The grape becomes impure. But one grape is less than an egg's bulk. So even though that grape falls into the wine press, so it's not going to make everything else in there impure because it's too small to impart impurity into the wine press. As long as it's got a seal, meaning the stalk is in place, no juice flows out of it, etc. But im ein lo chosim, if it doesn't have a seal, meaning the stalk's broken off and now some juice is going to flow out of it, then tama, it will make what's in the wine press impure, because even a drop of impure liquid can impart impurity. And that will be the scenario over there. Naflu mena navim udrachan b'makom hamufne. What happens if grapes fall from his hands? Right, he's got a cluster of grapes, and they're rendered impure from his hands, and then it falls onto the floor, and then over there he like steps on them, he trods on them, these grapes, and it's in an empty space in the wine press. There's no wine or grapes are found over there. So says the Mishnah, Kabeitza Mekuvan, if there's an exactly an egg's bulk and not a drop more, exactly an egg's bulk of grapes, tahor, so the wine press will remain pure. And while we've had this kind of situation before where the grapes are impure, but we look at the liquid inside as like a different entity. And as the liquid comes out, those grapes become less than an egg's bulk. So they can't impart impurity to the liquid, right? As the drop comes out, impurity can't be imparted to it because now it becomes less than an egg's bulk. But if the grapes are bigger than an egg's bulk, then tama, now the wine press will be impure. Why? As the first drop comes out, the egg's bulk of impure grapes will make that drop impure. And that drop will then in turn impart impurity to the wine press. So in that scenario over there, the wine press would become impure.